We begin the current daf Masechet Brachos, daf and test. We begin 10 lines in from the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues quoting our Mishnah and explaining, which said on different things that we make the bracha of Shekoicha Gevuras Melayilam, that we make a bracha that Hashem's strength and His might fills the entire world. One of them being Va'al Hazvoi. So the Gemara asks, Mai's voice. What is voice? Amar Katina Goha. It's an earthquake. And that is when there's an earthquake, a person should make a bracha on Shekoicha Gevuras Melayilam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's might, it shows His might throughout the world. So the Gemara brings a story related to the phenomena of an earthquake. Rav Katina of Ka'azlo Orchei was once going on the road. Ki mata apischa de be ovitami, when he was passing by the entryway of a bone necromancer, which is some type of someone that does kishub, he does witchcraft. They do it. It's what's called bal oiv, that they take certain bones and they use the bones to, so to speak, talk to them and tell them what's going on from the other world. Ganach guha. So when he was passing by that person that does witchcraft, the earth shuddered and it quaked. So Amar, so Rav Katina said out loud, "Miyada obetami hai guhamau." Does the bone necromancer who knows all the secrets of the world, does he know what does it mean, this earthquake? Why do these things happen? So Ramalei Kala, he elevated his voice, this bone necromancer, he said out loud, Katina, amai lo yadana. Why wouldn't I know why an earthquake comes? And this is the first pshat in what's an earthquake coming from the bone necromancer. There's b'shasha kadosh baruch hu zeiches banav shashurim b'tzar bein umas ha'olam. It's at the time that kadosh baruch hu remembers his sons that are living in pain between the nations of the world. Merge de demois liyam agadol. Two tears, so to speak, come down from his face into the great sea. The koylei nishma meseifa olam bat seifa. And it's the noise of those two drops dripping into the great sea is heard from one end of the world to the other. Behind the Guan, that's an earthquake. That's what causes the earth to quake. And that is, it all shakes very much because of this, these two drops, which cause the waves, so to speak, and whatever it is, it causes the earth to quake. So Amrav Katina, Rav Katina responded to him, Ove Tamya Kadevhu. The bone necromancer is a fraud. Umele Kadivin, and his words are fraudulent. Because if he was right, Ihachi Guame Boile. It should have quaked two times. The earth should have shook in correlation to the two tears, and it only shook one time. And therefore, he's a liar, and there's a fraud, and a phony. But the Gemara says, Wallahi, it's not true. Gua gua of it, actually did shake twice. And the reason why he didn't admit to him that he was right, that could be the reason why there was an earthquake, is because he didn't want the whole world to, so to speak, go after him and mistakenly think that this person is the direction coming from the dark side of the world to get to the secrets of the world, and that's why he said that you're a liar. Rav Katina Dideyam, Rav Katina himself, he gave his own interpretation, which is the second shot in the Gemara. What caused an earthquake? It's Seipik Kapav, is when he claps his hands. In other words, and metaphorically, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands, from that noise, the earth shakes. As we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands, Shanem, as it says in the Pasuk, V'gamani Aka Kapi Al Kapi. And I too will clap my hands together. Now I will calm down from my anger. Again, this is metaphorical, so to speak, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, like he claps his hands and, so to speak, calms him down from his anger. That causes an earthquake. Reb Nosson says a third pshat. Anocha misanech, Kadosh Baruch Hu sighs, so to speak. And from that sigh, so the earth shakes from that noise. Shanim, as it says in the Pasuk, Manichaisi chamosibam, that I have put my wrath to rest for them. And I was consoled, and that is kiviyachal, so to speak, that like a person that has anger, and then he sighs, and then he calms down by that, and it comforts him. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's okay with the bad that everyone had done to him, and that, so to speak, he calms down. That's the manifestation of an earthquake. A fourth pshat the Gemara gives, Rabban Amri Boyit Berki, it's when he kicks the sky. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, Hey Dad, Kedarchim Yane. Like grape tramplers, he shouts, El Kol Yeshri Ha'aretz, to all those dwellers of the earth. And that is like those who, what they did is that they would kick and they would make noise on the floor, those who would just trample the grapes, and they would shout out. And that's, so to speak, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when there's an earthquake, is, so to speak, he's like banging the sky. Rav Acha Bayakav Amar, he gives a fifth shot. When he sticks and he pushes his legs under the throne of glory, and sometimes people stick their feet under their chair, like it says in the Pasuk, this is what Hashem says, that the heavens is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So to speak, when he's putting his feet under, obviously it doesn't, not the literal translation, but when he does that, that causes a noise, and that's, so to speak, what causes an earthquake. So we have five different pshatim about what an earthquake is. Is it two tears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, tripping into the Great Sea? Is it when he claps his hands together and that noise makes the reverberations of an earthquake? Or is it when he sighs? Or is it when he kicks the heaven, so to speak? Or is it when he's pushing his feet under his chair, which that is a reference to when it's scraping against earth and that causes an earthquake? Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah. It said, "V'alaramim, and on thunder, one also makes the bracha of shekeich girasim le'olam." But the Gemara asks, "Mayru amim, what is thunder?" So the Gemara gives a few pshat on what thunder actually is. Amar Shmuel, anani begilgal. It's when clouds collide. That's what causes thunder. In other words, when the clouds are sweeping against each other, that voice that's heard is what's known as thunder. Shneimad says in the pasuk, "Kol ramcha begilgal," that the thundering of your rumble is in the rolling wind, and that is a reference. We see that the so to speak, the rumbling of the clouds is what causes this rolling wind that causes the thunder. And the pasuk continues, "Iru v'rakim tevel," that the lightning lights up the earth, rugs of a tirsha arts, that the earth trembled and roared. So we see that, so to speak, the galgal, the rolling winds, is what causes the kol ramcha, the thundering, the noise of the thunder. Rabban Amri, the Rabban say a second pshat in what is thunder. Anani deshavchem ma'iladadi, it's so to speak clouds that are pouring water from one to each other. We know that the clouds are a condensation of the moisture, and that what causes the rain to come from them. So it's so to speak like clouds pouring water one to another. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, l'kol tite hamun mayim b'shamayim, it's to the noise of his placement of multitudes of water in the heavens. That's the noise of thunder, is when the clouds, so to speak, get together and they're pouring water to each other. That is the noise of thunder. A third shot in the Gemara, v'ach b'yakev amar, barka takifa the bark banon, it's when a strong lightning strikes a cloud, that's what causes the noise of thunder. And that's what, umitver gezizi de barz, and it shatters pieces of hail. That sound, when it shatters those pieces of hail in the clouds, is what's known as thunder. A fourth pshat the Gemara gives, Ravashi amar, anani chalchule mechalkle. We're talking about clouds that are hollow. V'asi ziko menshava pamay, and then a wind comes and blows on the opening of that cloud. V'dami kizika pumdani, and it's similar to when wind blows on the opening of a barrel, that it makes a noise. It's so to speak, it's, you could, like an instrument, when there's a cavity and you blow in wind, that makes a noise. So too, the clouds that are hollow and the wind blows in it, that causes the noise of thunder. The Gemara concludes, Mistabakar Avacha Bayakib, it would make the most sense, like the pshat that says that it's when lightning strikes the cloud, which causes the noise of the thunder, because we see the phenomenon that seems to be like that. The Barak Barka, because lightning flashes, this is how it happens, this is how it goes down. And then Umanahami Anani, and then the clouds rumble, Vasimitra, and then rain comes. So we see that it's the lightning that comes first, that goes into the cloud, which causes the thunder. So again, we have four different pshatim of what thunder is. Either it's when clouds collide, or it's when the clouds, so to speak, pour water one to the other, or it's when lightning strikes the cloud, which is the Gemara's preferable pshat, and that causes thunder, or it's hollow clouds that, the so to speak, the wind blowing into it, into that cavity, causes the noise to come out, which is, it comes in the form of thunder. Then the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, "Ba'al ruches." And winds, one also has to make the bracha of shekeich girasim le'olam. So Gemara says, "My ruches, what are winds?" As Taisus says that in Yerushalmi, it's learned that it's only come when it's so to speak a great and powerful and mighty winds, with so to speak a tempest. But if it comes just calm, then the one would not make shekeich girasim le'olam, that's that same strength and his might. Rather than he make the bracha of oisimai severacious, that these are the things that were created in the 6 days of creation. So therefore, the question of the Gemara now is, so what are these things that we're going to make a bracha on them? What is considered ruches? It's a whirlwind. That, so to speak, Hashem's might and his strength. And the Gemara qualifies this, that we have a tradition, that there is no whirlwind at night. And therefore, one doesn't have to make the bracha at night. But then the Gemara asks, but we see that it is at night. So the Gemara says, that's because it started during the day. And therefore then, of course, you can make a bracha even if it's at night. But Abaya says, give me, we have a tradition, that there is no such thing as a whirlwind for 2 hours. And that is to fulfill what the pasuk says, that it will not arise a misfortune twice. In other words, for 2 hours, it won't continue. To which the Gemara asks again, we see that it does last for 2 hours. So the Gemara answers, the mafsig baini baini, that there's an interruption somewhere in between. It's not continual exactly for the full 2 hours. So again, whirlwinds, they don't start at night and they don't continue for 2 hours. Then the Mishnah said about a barakim, that on lightning, there also the bracha is Hashem's might and the strength fill the world. So the Gemara asks, my bracha, what is it? So Amarava, very simple barka, it's lightning, it's even one lightning. V'amarava, as the Gemara says, barka yichida, a single lightning. Ubarak chivra, and white lightning. Ubarak yiruksa, and yellow lightning. Manani the sulkan bekaren maravis, and similarly the clouds that they come up from the western corner. The asin bekaren deramis, and they're coming around in the southern corner. And with a case of betarte anoni desalkin chadil apechaberto, when you have two clouds colliding one to the other one, kulu kashin, they're all troublesome. All these different things, a single lightning, a white lightning, all these different type of phenomena are troublesome. To which Gemara says, l'mayin nafkin, what's the difference? Okay, so it's troublesome. What are you telling us this for in halacha? It's l'mivirachim, it's to pray for mercy of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they shouldn't cause harm to the people. However, the Gemara does say, v'hanemil b'leil, that's only at night that all these things are troublesome. But it comes in the morning time, so then they don't have substance, and it's not going to cause a major storm, it's not going to be dangerous for the people. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Amar, the Amar Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Hani Anoni Ditzafer Les B'Mashash. These clouds in the morning, they have no substance, there's nothing to them, they're not going to cause any major damage. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'chazdechem Kanan Boiker V'Gaymer, that your kindness is like the clouds of the morning, which was saying that it's not set, it's not established, it's no great shakes your kindness. And that's why I was comparing it to the clouds of the morning, which they look like something, but their bark is louder than their bite. There's nothing really to it. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya, Ha'amri Inchi, but people say, Kad Miftach Bavi Mitra, that when the gates of rain open, Bar Chamra, you the driver of the donkey, Mech Sakech, fold your sack, V'gani and go to sleep. In other words, the Gemara's question is that we tell, if let's say the doors of open up in the, you open up the doors in the morning and the rain comes down, so it's so to speak telling to that person, I'm telling you the donkey driver that goes from place to place to bring your produce, fold your sack and go to sleep, and sleep on top of it, because there's no point in coming here and there to go anywhere to bring tavua, to bring produce, because the wheat is going to be very cheap because there's going to be a lot of rain. So the question that he was asking, Rav Papa was asking Dabaya, that if people say this, it seems to be that the clouds in the morning, if they're there, if it's raining in the morning, that it will be something, it will be a lot of rain. So how can you say that the clouds in the morning have no substance? So the Gemara says, Loikasha, hold the kotter be'iva. This is where it was clouded with thick clouds. And that is if the clouds get knotted, so to speak, with thick clouds, then it's good, because there's going to be a lot of rain. That's when they told him to fold up his sack, and there's no point, it's going to be a lot of rain, and there's going to be a lot of produce. Oh, the Katabanani here is where it was, so to speak, knotted with like weak clouds. And that's what we said, that the clouds in the morning have no substance, because that's what we meant to say, it's not going to be anything. So it depends on what type of clouds it is. Now the Gemara goes back to thunder and wants to know, what is the tachlis? We know that everything in debris and the creation has a purpose for us to relate to it. So what is the purpose of a thunder? So Amar Alexandria, Amar Shubha Levi, Le'nivru Amim, the thunder was not created, only to straighten out the crookedness in the heart. In other words, the fear and the awe of thunder. Like it says in the pasuk, Hashem made it that they should fear him. And that's the main thing. Everything is B'dei Shemayim anyway. So everything there was put into place to create a fear of heaven in the present. Another statement by the same Amora regarding different phenomena in the world. Someone that sees a rainbow, but on and in the cloud, he has to fall on his face, because he's seeing the actual honor, the glory of Hashem. As Shanema has said in the Pasuk, Kemare Hakeshes Ashayiban, like the vision of the rainbow that's in the cloud. And then the Pasuk continues over there that it says, Kimare Hanoiga Savhu, and that's how the vision of the light that's around the honor of Hashem. And that's where the Pasuk ends, Ve'era, and I will see Ve'epal upon that, fall on my face. So you see that viewing the rainbow is like viewing, so to speak, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when one sees it, he falls on his face, as it says in the Pasuk. However, the Gemara says, Alayat Allah B'merava, they would look on this with disdain, they would curse those who did this in Eretz Yisrael. Because it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow. And as we know that a lot of the Avodah Zarah, and that's how Avodah Zarah started in the days of Enosh, that they would serve the sun and the moon. And if you're bowing down, it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow, and therefore it's preferable not to do that. But definitely one should make a bracha, to which the Gemara asks, my mevarach, what is the blessing one sees when he sees a rainbow? That is, Baruch Zechar Bris, Hashem should be blessed that he remembers the covenant, which is after the Mabel, that he promised to Noach that he's not going to bring anymore, and the sign for that is the rainbow. But Misnita Tana, in the Braisa, we learned that Rishmol B'Noish Rishmol B'Noish Rishmol, he would say the following, Nosach, Neman B'Brisa V'Kayim B'Mar, that he's faithful in his covenant, and that he keeps his word. That's the idea when we see the rainbow, that no more will a Mabel come. So Amar Papa, and many times our Papa is the one that does this, that Hilchich Nimrin L'Tvei, therefore we should say both of them, since they're both valid points. That is Baruch Zeicher HaBris, that Hashem is blessed that he remembers the covenant, V'Nemem B'Brisim, that he remembers the covenant, V'Kayim B'Mamaray, and that he's faithful in his covenant, and that he keeps his word. So therefore we say both Nischayas, and that's the bracha one makes when he sees a rainbow. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah regarding different Maaseh Bereishis, things which were created, which were in their original form as they were when the world was created. Al Haharim, Al Gvayis, on the mountains and on the hills, one makes a bracha to thank Hashem for the Maaseh Bereishis. So the Gemara asks, Atu Kolhani Da Amar Nadhash Alav Maaseh Bereishis Ninu? We make a bracha on these things that Hashem should be blessed that he made the Maaseh Bereishis. But what's with all the different things we mentioned till now? Thunder, lightning, all the different things that were mentioned in the Mishnah that we went through, the zvoys, earthquakes, they weren't created in the creation of the world. But v'haksiv b'rakim l'matar asa, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made lightning for the rain. So we see that lightning was one of the things that were created in Maaseh Bereishis. So why wouldn't we make a Baruch Ha'Yisa Bereishis on those things too? And just a Kaychei Geras Melaylam, why are we introducing this new Baruch of Maaseh Bereishis only when we see mountains and hills? So Abaye concedes and says, Karach v'ton, you have to wrap them and learn them together. In other words, by all these things, you make Ois Maaseh Bereishis and Shekechi Gras Malayalam. And therefore, it should really be one halacha, and then all the things that we mentioned really get both brachas. Karachi Gras Malayalam, it's Hashem's might and his strength. And it also is that he made these things in the beginning of the world. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, Hasam of Archtarti, there you make both brachas, which Taisis says to mean that you can make either one of the two brachas, you don't make both. And that's how he says from the Rif, and that's the halacha, when we have lightning, we don't make both brachas. Mi'ikar adin, you can make either bracha of Oysa Maaseh Bereishis or Shekoichi Gras Meli'olam. As he says, Baruch Shekoichi Meli'olam Oysa Maaseh Bereishis, you make both brachas, again, which Taisa says to mean either one or the other. Hacha Oysa Maaseh Bereishis, Ikar Shekoichi Meli'olam Leka. However, here, you only make the bracha on the mountains and the hills that Hashem made the creations of the world, but that you can't make the bracha that Hashem, his strength and his might fills the whole world, because that the mountains and the hills don't fill the whole world, because they're only in one place, and they don't travel, so to speak, and make a loud noise and pomp like all the other things. Therefore, unlike Abaye that says it should be together, he says, no, that thunder, lightning, those things can have both brachas. But here on the mountains and the things that the Mishnah talks about now is only Eis and Maaseh Bereishis. So Amri Rabbi Shub ben Levi says regarding other brachas, similar to what we're speaking about regarding the phenomena of the world, someone sees the sky in its purity, totally clear sky. He makes a bracha that Hashem should be blessed that he made the creation of the world, because that's exactly how the sky was in the beginning of the world, and then only later was it covered with clouds. So therefore, when you see a totally clear sky, you make a bracha. So the Gemara says, when is that? Amar Abaye ki asa mitra kuli leili. It's only if it rained the whole night. Uvitzafra asa istna, and then in the morning a northern wind came, which is the strongest wind. Umegalil hushamaya, and it, so to speak, pushed away all the clouds, and now that the sky is totally clear, then you can make a Oysa Maaseh Bereishis. Then you know there's no clouds there at all blocking your view. However, the Gemara says, uplig the Rav Mar Papa Rav Chizah, that this argues on the statement of Rav Mar Papa in the name of Chizda. The Amar Rav Mar Papa and Rav Chizda, Miyem Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Leniris Rekibat Arasa, the sky was never seen in its purity. Shenemez says in the Pasuk, Al B'Shemayim Kadus, that I have clothed the heavens with blackness, B'Sak Asim Kesusim, that I made their clothing out of sackcloth. In other words, that there's never, ever, ever, as beautiful as the day is, a perfect sky that has no clouds and is not blocked by something, therefore one can never make the bracha according to the Shita, Ois Maaseh Bereishis, on the clouds, on the sky, because it's never totally clear. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara continues with other brachas of Maisa Bereishis as the world was when the world was created, like we spoke about in the previous Amud. So the Gemara begins with a Braisa. Tan Rabban. Haroya Chama B'Tkufaso. Someone sees the sun in its regular cycle. And that is that if it comes to the place where it was when it started its original cycle, when the world was created at the same time, same exact hour, and the same exact day, which is the time when it was actually put into the firmament, into the sky, and that's when it started making its cycle, its rotation around the earth. When it comes back to the same exact spot that it was when the world was created, and then that will be one phenomenon that will make a bracha. Levan begrasa, if someone sees the moon in its mightiness, or v'kechav memsilaisim, or sees the stars in their orbits, umazel is kesidron, or if he sees the signs of the zodiac in their order, on all these things, oimer baruch ha'isareshes, then he makes the bracha of Hashem, makes the acts of creation. So now the Gemara says, ve'emes hava, when is that? And the Gemara is going back, the other things we understand, but the Gemara is going back now on the sun, regarding its tkufa, its cycle. When is that, that it gets back to the same exact spot, the same exact hour and day that it was when the world was created, that not when the world was created per se, but when the sun was exactly in the spot where it was and the first time it was created. So I'm Rabbi Kol Chof Cheshnin, every 28 years, that is that the Tkufa of Nisan, which is at the end of 28 years, when the Machzer, this great cycle of the sun, which it continues to revolve, it comes back to the exact spot where it was when it was originally put into the sky. That will be every 28 years, as the Gemara explains. V'hadim machzer, because then the cycle goes back, v'nafla, and it falls out, t'kufas nisan. That's when the equinox falls out, b'shabtoi, in the mazel, in the constellation of, in the zodiac of Saturn. And that is, shabtoi is the beginning hour, which is, let's say on a perfect day, it's 6 p.m. It's the first hour of the beginning of Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, starts on Tuesday night. We know the day starts in the evening. As the Gemara explains, Ba'urta Ditlas, on Tuesday evening, Nigi Arba, right before Wednesday, that is, again, the beginning of the night, starts at 6 p.m. Tuesday night. That's when Wednesday starts. And the world, the sun was created on Yom Dalet of the Bria. That's when Hashem said that the sun and the moon should be created on Wednesday. So the Wednesday starts on 6 p.m. Tuesday night. That's when the sun was first put out. When it gets back to that same exact spot, that's when we're going to make the bracha of Baruch Eisav Reishis. And that is, again, by Harav Shemesh of Tuesday night, beginning of Wednesday morning. So Rashi goes in the whole discussion to explain what this is. So he says, the Shabtoi is the name of the first hour of Tuesday night, which is the beginning of the fourth day of creation of Wednesday. That at that time, then the Me'oiros, the so to speak, the heavenly bodies, the sun, and including all the other ones, were so to speak, thrown out, they put out into the world. And there are seven mazalis, the seven types of signs of the zodiac, which constantly have a constant cycle, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that they switch off order, who's in front, so to speak. So he says that it's Shatzem Chanchal, which is an abbreviation of the seven of them, that it comes out that the order that they cycle the world are different hours of the night. And that is Matzah Shabbos, which is the, so to speak, the beginning of creation, which is the beginning of Sunday, which is the first day, starts off with Koichav, which is Mercury. Then the beginning of Monday, which is Sunday night, the first hour will start off with Tzedek, which is Jupiter. The beginning of the third night will start off with Noga, which is Venus. The beginning of the fourth night will start off with Shabtoi of Saturn. That's how the world was when it was created. And the beginning of the fifth night is the sun of Chama. The beginning of the sixth night is Levan, is the moon. And the beginning of Friday night is Madim, is Mars. And so that is that the equinox and the solstice, each one, the full sun, the full cycle of the sun, which creates a year, is 365 and a quarter days. So therefore, if we have four different tkufos in the year, that is, we divide 365 and a quarter divided by four. So that comes out of each one, each period is 91 days and 7.5 hours apart from the other one. So therefore, what comes out is that it ends up getting delayed after the other one, after the other day, and the hour comes out 7.5 hours later. So it comes out that 30 hours are, so to speak, pushed off for every four tkufas. That comes out to a day and a quarter for the year. And again, because it takes 7.5 hours,
times 4, it comes out to 30, which is a day and a quarter. That means every year when it comes back to Nisan, it's a day and a quarter later than it was the previous year. So it comes out after 4 years. It comes out to 5 days. So you see that the tekufa will not fall out in the beginning of the night, not even Tuesday night, but that it won't come back to 6 p.m. only after 4 years, which is, so to speak, the small machzor, the small cycle. 7 of those small cycles will be considered a big machzor, a big cycle. And that is that it will never come back to the beginning of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, only after 28 years. And that is, at the end of every small cycle, it comes back to the beginning of the night, which is 6 p.m. That's only 5 days later. And then at the end of the great big machzor, then it comes back to the beginning of the fourth night, which is on Wednesday night. That's going to be on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And that's going to be when it's going to be by Shabtoi. That's the zodiac of Saturn, is, so to speak, there and in ruling, so to speak, the world. Then that's going to be the exact moment when the sun, where it was when the world was created. So just to briefly sum this up, is that there's four different kufis. That and the spring equinox is Nisan. That's when, so to speak, the sun was created. The bria of the oilam, of the world, for the sun was on the fourth day of creation, and it was the beginning of that day, which is 6 p.m. on Tuesday night. That's when Wednesday started. At that moment, it's when Saturn has, so to speak, the control, because it's every 7 hours that they switch off who's, so to speak, in control. And Mercury is the first one on Matzah Shabbos. The first one on Wednesday is Saturn. So therefore, Rashi tells us that every tekufa, every period is 91 days, because they split the year into four different parts. That's with the equinox and the solstice. So therefore, it's 91 days and 7.5 hours for each tekufa. And times 4 tekufas, which would be a whole year, is 30 hours. Which means to say that wherever you are this day in the year, the next year will be a day and a quarter later. So you do that times 4 years, it comes out to 5 days later. And that'll mean it'll ultimately come back to 6 p.m. But if you do that times 7 times, it'll come out that then it'll be not only 6 p.m., it'll be on the same exact day at the same exact time, which will be Tuesday night, 6 p.m., which is the beginning of Wednesday, which is when Saturn is there. That's times 7. That's 4 times 7 will be 28 years. Every 28 years will be the time of what's known as Birchas Hachama. And that's when people get up early in the morning, that although it's really 6 p.m., but the halacha has already been said that people do it early in the morning, and that's when you make, because then you could see the sun, to make Birchas Hachama, the bracha on the sun of Oisim Maisa Bereishis. Now we continue the Gemara, according from the Mishnah. We spoke about many different phenomena that we make special brachas on it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitas, he says, he gets to the specificity of every bracha, the subcategories. He says, Haroya Hayama Gadol, someone sees the great Yam, the great sea, he makes a special bracha that Hashem should be blessed that he made the Yam HaGadol. So it said that he said it, that it's only if you see it leprakim, which means occasionally. So the Gemara says, Ad Kama, what does that mean if you see it occasionally? So Amar, Rami, Bar Abba, Rami Yitzchak, Shleishabiyam means up until 30 days. It means if you didn't see it for 30 days, then you make the bracha. If you saw it more often than that, then it's not something that's, so to speak, pleasurable. And therefore, one would not make the bracha if he saw it within 30 days. So now the Gemara continues. V'amar Rami Bar Abba. And now another statement from the same Amora. Amar Yitzchak, in the name of Yitzchak, Haroya Pras, Agishu de Bavel. Someone sees the Euphrates River when he's by the bridge in Bavel. So Omer Baruch is a Rishis, makes the bracha that Hashem is blessed that he made the works of creation, because we have a tradition that the Euphrates has not changed from the way it was through the involvements and the manipulation of mankind from there and above. And therefore, from there and later, the people had already derailed it and they already changed it. So then you can't make Oisim HaYisrael, not exactly how it was when the world was created. But from that place in the bridge and bubble, and you see the Euphrates there, you could say the bracha because exactly how it was when the world was created. That's our tradition. However, the Gemara says, Ve'idnan d'chanu parsoi, but now that the Persians had already manipulated, they already changed it, it's only me Be'shavar El, it's only for Be'shavar and higher, that in other words, from there and above the bridge, there you can't make the bracha because they changed it. It's rather only from a different place. Rabbi Yisvam and Me'id Dekir Le'el, it has to be from Iyud Dekiria and above. That's only that place is still pristine, that has not been manipulated. It has, again, to make Oisim Ha'israshis, has to be exactly how the world was when it was created. A similar type of halacha from the same Amar. Someone sees the Tigris River on the bridge of Shavistana. He also could say, Omer Baruch HaYisrael, it's exactly how it was when the world was created. So Gemara asks, my Chidekel, why is it called Chidekel? So Omer Bashi, Shemim of Chodin Bekolin, because the waters of that river are sharp and they're light, and that is their sharp water, but they're light when it's weighed on the scale, and that is, it's very good to drink because it doesn't weigh down the body. That's why the Tigris River is called Chidakel. So Gemara is my pras. Why is the Euphrates called pras? Shemem of Parin Veravin, because its waters are fruitful and they multiply. And that is again, Chidakel, the Tigris is called Chidakel, which is Chad, it's sharp and kal and light. And pras, the Euphrates, is paras, it's fruitful and it multiplies of those who drink its waters. Bamer Ravin, Rava says, Haide Harifi b'nei Mechuzah. This that the people from Mechuzah are so sharp is Mishum Deshasim Ayde Digas, because they drink the water of the Tigris River, which again we said that's called Chidakel, that it's Chad, it's sharp, and therefore it makes those who drink it sharp. Haide Gichure, this that they're very red, the people of Mechuzah, Mishum Demesham Shibimam, because they have intercourse during the day, and that's where their sons are red, like the redness of the day, and that they have this like rose-colored complexion. The Haide Naidu and Nayu, and this that their eyes are always darting back and forth, Mishum Dedairi Bebezal, because they live in very dark houses, and that's how they get used to seeing in the dark, that's why their eyes are always darting back and forth. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah that says, Al Gsham, that on rain, one makes the bracha, b'hatoiv ha-metiv Hashem, is good and he does good. So the Gemara asks, Al Gsham, ha-toiv ha-metiv ha-mevarach, is that true that on rain, one makes the bracha, that Hashem is good and that he does good? But v'amir, v'amir lo, b'masnit tamsit, and we even learned this in the Braisa, says, me'emes ha-mevarach in Al Gsham, from when do you begin to say bracha on the rain? When it's just drizzling, when do you make this bracha? So he says, m'shiyotza chas in the kres kalas, when the groom goes to, so to speak, greet the kalah. And some people have the minig, actually, the chasna actually goes to greet the kala when she's coming to the chuppah. However, what it means is that this water that's gathered on the earth, and when the drop is falling into that puddle, the bottom drop, so to speak, stretches out, comes out to accept the new drop. That's the metaphor of the chasna going out to greet the kala that's coming to him. That's when one begins to say that there's enough rain on the floor that's already a puddle and it's coming out to the new drops. That's when you make a bracha on the rain. But my mevarach, and what's the bracha? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashem, we give thanks to you for every drop that you bring down for us. Every drop we appreciate. Rabbi Yechon would conclude that bracha as follows, that even if our mouths would be full with praise for you like the ocean, it would not be enough. We wouldn't be enough to thank you, Hashem, our God. Ad until he would continue this nusach and those psukim which we know, until teshtachve, till baruch atah Hashem roiv hadois, that we thank you, Hashem, that you have the most of thanks. Which Gemara asks, roiv hadois for the kol hadois, that in other words, the multiplicity, the majority of thanks, and not all the thanks. So Amar Rava, Emo HaKelakos, rather the way we should say it is that the God of thanks. However, Amar Papa, Papa did what he always did when he had two opinions, not always, but many times it comes up, we find Papa does this, that he puts together two valid opinions, Hilkach Nimrin L'Tavayu, let us say both of them, since the Machlik is not both valid, say Rav HaDois V'Kel HaDois. Say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the abundance, the majority, the most of the thanks, and the God of thanks, that is, they're both very valid opinions. So the Gemara says Velikasha, but so it's difficult. What is the correct bracha? Do we make a teva meitiv or this whole long bracha of Moed Menachalach that we said we make on rain? So the Gemara says Loikasha depends. Ha de shama mishma, ha de chazem echse. When we said that you make a teva meitiv is that you just heard the news, that it was told to you. And that is that the rain came at night, you didn't see it. So then you make a teva meitiv. But when you see it, then you say the bracha of Moedim. So the Gemara asks, the Shama Meshma, this that if you're saying that it's that he heard the noise that the rain came, so Hayne B'Surusav is the same halacha that it says in the Mishnah that we already said that regarding good news, which Nana, as we learned in the Mishnah, Al B'Surus Tovus Amar Bracha Teva Meitiv. On good news, you make a Bracha Teva Meitiv. So why would you have to say it again that on rain you say a Teva Meitiv if it's hearing good news? So the Gemara says, Eli'i Divi'i Di D'Chazi Mechzi. Correct. It's not talking about that you heard it. Both of them are talking about when you say Moedim or when you say Ateve Meitiv is that when you saw the rain. But V'loi Kasha, it depends. Hada Asa Purta, this is talking about that there came a little bit amount of rain. That's the Moedim that we say. And that's what he actually said, that we thank you on every drop. Hada Asa Tuva, this when it came a lot of rain, then we make a bracha of Hatoiv V'Hameitiv. That's one pshat the Gemara gives. V'iba Yisem, another pshat is Hava the Asa Tuva V'loi Kasha. No, both of them are talking about when there's a lot of rain. And it's not a challenge. That when he has land himself, So then he makes a Teva Meitiv because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done good for him, that Hashem has done good. That's Vaha Meitiv. And this is talking about that he doesn't have land, and then we give thanks to Hashem for the rain in general. So the Gemara asks, Isli Ara Teva Meitiv Mevach, if a person has land, then he makes a Teva Meitiv. That's what we're answering. But Vahatanam, but we learned, Bona Bayis Chodesh, if someone builds a new house that is totally his, V'kana Kelim Chadoshim, or he purchases new vessels, I'm a baruch shechiyanu b'gyon lezman hazeh. So he makes the baruch shechiyanu, that Hashem has kept us alive and he has reached us to this time. Shalei b'shalachem, if it's his and others, I'm a teve meitim, makes a teve meitim. So you see that a person makes a shechiyanu when it's something that's only his land. So why are we saying he makes a teve meitim? So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. Correct. Hodi is le shutvis, hodi les le shutvis. One is talking about that when he has a partner, one's talking about when he doesn't have a partner. And that is, the Gemara says, that it's the answer that we said is correct, and that when we say moedim is when you don't have land, and the teva meitiv is when you do have land. And the question from if regarding building a new house, did you say shechiyanu? That's only if you build a new house that you don't have any partnership in it. On that you say shechiyanu. But rain, when we said that you have land, that's something that's good because you have, it's a partnership, because whoever has land is a partner in this kindness, in this goodness. So it doesn't actually have to mean that you have a partnership in the land, but it means everyone's your partner in this appreciation of the rain coming down, and therefore you always make a teva meitiv when it rains on your land versus your house. You're the only one that has the benefit of that new house. As the Gemara says, Vatanya, similarly we learned in the Braisa, that katzir shadava, the main idea of it is as follows. When it's someone's own thing, then he makes a shechiyanu. But if it's something that's his and someone else's, then he makes a bracha that Hashem is good and he does good. That's a bracha you make when more than one person is having enjoyment. So the Gemara asks, is it true that wherever someone else is not getting the same pleasure you're getting, then you don't make the bracha teva meitiv? But if it's told to the person Yolde Ishtei Zacha that his wife had given birth to a male, Oyim Bracha Teva Meitiv makes the Bracha Teva Meitiv, and he's the only one having that pleasure. So the Gemara says, Hasem Namidik Ishtei Bahadei Dinichali Bezacha. He also has his wife that it's also pleasant for her that she had a son, a male, and therefore it's a Teva Meitiv because more than one person is having the pleasure. Tashma, the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Meis Aviv Hu Yersh. It says that the father passes away and he inherits him. So there's two things going on, something bad and something good. So b'tchilo im ha-baruch da'ayam, first he makes the bracha that Hashem is the true judge for the fact that he lost his father. Well, b'seifu him at the end, he says, bracha teve meitiv, Hashem is good and that he does good because of the inheritance. For that news that he heard that he's going to inherit his father. And that's what they told him, that his father passed away and that he's inheriting him. So therefore he has properties. So therefore we see that even though he's the only one getting it, he makes the bracha. So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami Dika Achi Dika Yarati Badei. There also is told in a case when he has his brothers who are inheriting together with him, and therefore he can make a Teva Meitiv because he's not the only one. Toshama, the Gemara wants to bring another proof. Shinu Yayin Einat Tzarech Levarach. We learned that if a person changes wines when he's in the middle of he's drinking wine at his meal, and then they bring him a different wine that's better than the first one, he doesn't have to make a new Bari Priyagov. Shinu Makim Tzarech Levarach. But if he changes the place where he's drinking, then he has to make a new bracha, which means if he left this location, he went to another location, and then they bring him wine, and then he has to make a new bracha because he's not in the same place where he was. However, on this braisa, for Amr Yisrael bar Abba Yechanan, that he explained that Af Bisha Amu Shini Yain in the Tzarech Levarach, although we said that when you change wines, you don't have to make a new Bari Priyagofen, Aval Oim Bracha Teva Meitiv, but you make a bracha, a different bracha, of it. We thank Hashem that he's good and he does good. So you see that although he's the only one that's having pleasure, he makes a teva meitiv. So the Gemara says, no, Hasim Nami. There it's talking about the ikka b'necha b'udishas, that there are other people in the group drinking with him. That is, if he was alone, he taka wouldn't make a teva meitiv, even though he has a better wine. It's only if there are other people drinking with him. So Taisa says that this bracha of a teva meitiv is not when they change him and give him a better piece of bread or a better piece of meat. It's only to make a teva meitiv if they bring him out a different wine that has two components, as the Gemara says in Ketz Mevarchim, that it's Said and it's Mesameach. It makes a person satisfied, it fills him up, and it makes him happy. So there you would make a Teva Meitiv. But bread and meat, not. The Rashbam and Avi Besachim says that it's necessarily only when the later wine is better than the first one that now they bring out a better wine, then you make a Teva Meitiv. But if it's the same type of wine, then not. And that's what the Halacha is related to that idea regarding that it has to be that the second wine was better and there's other people eating it, so then he would make the bracha of Hatayv Ameitav, that Hashem is good and he does good.